to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? All right, I know it's Cinco de Mayo, right? Some of you guys are supposed to be hungover. We didn't really do much. We didn't really celebrate. We went to see Iron Man, which is kind of good. I'm glad I did because apparently, and I'm not going to ruin the movie for y'all. I'm not going to tell you, you know, all the scoop. But basically, Iron Man 3 is different from the other Iron Men because Iron Man 3 or Tony Stark appears to suffer from an illness that just happens to be covered under Obamacare. And he apparently, in this movie, suffers from panic attacks. So we'll talk about panic attacks, right, and why I think Tony Stark could benefit from an SSRI. But I know many of you want to know how to handle panic attacks a natural way, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a woman claims her breast jumped 3 sizes. How? By hypnotherapy. Apparently, hypnotherapy caused her to grow her breasts. Look into my eyes. Your eyes are looking at the wrong thing, doctor. No, look into my eyes. I dig hypnotherapy, to be honest. I think hypnotherapy does help smoking cessation for those people that allow it to happen. I do think somebody is able to kind of help you work your mind to doing certain things. I just have never seen any breasts grow. I'd love to shrink my breasts, to be honest. I'm tired of, you know, having to wear shirts that I can't kind of do the sleeveless thing, if you know what I mean. Yeah. All right, we'll move on. We also have to talk about, apparently, you know, our babies have allergies, and so what scientists have suggested is rather than running to the Claritin and the Benadryl, parents should suck on their kids' pacifier and then put it into their mouths. I know. I'll take the Claritin, thank you. Yeah, so parental pacifier sucking. Going to be talking about that. Again, covered under Obamacare. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to want to know how you guys handle your panic attacks. What do you do? What stopped you from having panic attacks? What gave you panic attacks? Because I think a lot of us suffer from panic disorder. You know, I've only had one panic attack my whole life. And I'll tell you guys what happened. I mean, it probably lasted maybe the better of 6 seconds. That was it. And I was able to control it really fast because I knew what was happening. But I had one panic attack. I'll tell you why after the break. And I was worried I was going to get my second panic attack in my life this week or this last week because it was parent-teacher conferences, okay? Parent-teacher conferences is always very anxiety-arousing, isn't it? Right? You get pretty anxious. One of my first parent-teacher conferences was for my older boy. Some of you guys have heard the story where it was, I think he was in first grade at the time. And I was really nervous about where my son was going to fall or, you know, in the social stratification of school. You know, was he going to be the athlete? Was he going to be the cool kid? Was he going to be the brain? Or was he going to be the class clown? Now, you all know what I preferred. So the teacher starts to talk about some behavioral problems that he was having. Apparently, when they were getting ready for kind of story time and nappy time, she would sit them all down in a circle. She would read them a story, and all the kids were sitting in a circle, and the lights were kind of dimmed, and she was reading them a story, trying to get them all a little tired. And she said, my son, okay, at the most inopportune time, would blurt out something relating to the story that was funny, make a joke, cause all the kids to laugh, disrupt their, you know, disrupt what she was doing, and she wanted to bring this to our attention. Now, you know, okay, so daddy, you know, he's trying to look kind of, he's just trying to look like he's paid attention to the teacher because, you know, teacher lost him once teacher was talking about, you know, library time. And for me, I was just bubbling over in pride. I mean, I couldn't hold back the smile and the giggles. And, you know, she looks funny at me, and I'm like, okay. She's like, Mrs. Wax, I go, do you mean to tell me that my son, when everything is dark and the kids are sitting there quiet, he's bursting out a one-liner? Yes, yeah, it's usually about a line or two, and it disrupts the whole class, and then I have to get everybody back. He makes them all laugh? Yes. So you're telling me that my kid has comedic timing, and I'm just now, this smile, it is ear to ear. My baby has comedic timing. She's like, we would like to call it disruptive behavior. Oh, yeah. I know, you're right, you're right. He's a very bad boy, Yeah, absolutely. We'll discuss this at home. Very bad boy. But my baby, he made the whole class laugh, right? Right? No, nobody heckled him. Thank you. Boy, that was, this was a good conference. Thank you. Hi. My baby, and you know what? He does. My baby has comedic, can't teach that. You know, I mean, I always regret that I didn't breastfeed them more, you know, to give them more of, you know, mommy in them than, you know, Mr. Sparkless Water Guy. I mean, then, you know, their father. I always, you know, regretted that, but it looks like, you know, whatever I breastfed was enough. Yeah, they got some of my genes where they they know how to disrupt the class and make it a joke. I have never been so proud of my kids. Now, of course, today we had kids were out early all last week prepared to teach a conference, and I forgot to organize a conference last week. I was on air. I was a busy girl. And apparently, yeah, there's still some issues about him making jokes. And, you know, so I got to tell him, look, you know, you got to wait until the proper time. But I'm just so proud of my babies. All right. When we come back, panic attacks. What causes panic attacks? What fixes panic attacks? And what happened with Iron Man this weekend? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can't even tell if there's music. How we doing there, Don? Oh, we still got more time. Okay. What do we do for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? All right, we'll be right back. This is Dr. Dahlia's show.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. So for those of us that got to watch Iron Man 3, I'm not going to tell everybody the scoop, but the major difference between Iron Man 3 versus Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2 is Tony Stark gets panic attacks. Yeah, you know what? They've got to make him a middle-aged tax pain. They've got to kind of have him go with the times, right? You know, because we're about to watch Superman soon, and Superman's going to be, you know, a young man who, you know, I kind of goes through the whole progressive process, you know, feeling it's okay to, you know, wear tights and, you know, we're all, you know, friends and kumbaya type of thing. You know, Iron Man is trying to be a little bit more realistic. Okay, in fact, I think he even made a comment about taxes. I'm not too sure. A lot of MSNBC, though, allusions in the movie, which I had a little bit of an issue with, because I really don't know why Tony Stark has to watch MSNBC. Doesn't his suit tell him everything? But anyway, he had some panic attacks. Now, I think the reason why they did that is because whenever there's a movie, they want to make sure that the common man can relate to what's going on in the movie. Now, many of us do not wear armor, so we can't relate there. Many of us do not have a smoking hot spouse. Well, I do, my husband, you know, but many of us, you know, we don't. Many of us aren't really, really rich. We don't have a big home overlooking the water, right? We don't have a suit that flies. We don't have a whole garage full of fancy old cars. But where a lot of us could relate is he has panic attacks. So if he has panic attacks, it makes the character more endearing. So we all can go, oh, okay, he's just like me. I'm just like Iron Man. You see how they do it? You know, and then you give more money to for tickets. So panic attack and panic disorder. I know a lot of you guys suffer from panic attacks, panic disorder. I'd like to find out from you what actually works to prevent your panic attacks. You know, did you have to go to the medications? Was it therapy? Was it music? Was it hypnotherapy? What did it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, or 1-877-362-3254. Now, the difference between panic attack and anxiety is panic attack is exactly the way it sounds. It's an attack. You get the sudden, quick onset of all these symptoms that could be, you know, shortness of breath. It could be rapid heart rate. You could be trembling. You could hyperventilate. You could have hot flashes. You could have chest pain, abdominal cramping. You could think that the world is coming to an end. You could be dizzy. You could have trouble swallowing. But you get this attack, whereas anxiety is something that seems a little bit more softened and a little bit more chronic. You know, oh, that situation gives me anxiety. I get anxious. And true, getting anxious, an acute episode of anxiety may not be as bad as a panic attack. To me, a panic attack is more severe. The problem with panic attacks is they look like heart attacks. They look like a whole variety of other medical issues. You come into the ER with chest pain, nausea, dizziness, shortness of breath, we're going to be doing MI protocol on you, thinking you have a heart attack. Or you could be having a stroke, or you could be having a thoracic, aortic aneurysm, or an aortic dissection. All right, you know, we're not going to say it's panic attack until, you know, things get ruled out, which could also be another reason why we have such high healthcare costs. Everybody blames the doctors running a bunch of tests because doctors are afraid of getting sued, or everybody blames, you know, immigrants from coming in and you know, using our healthcare dollars, even though our healthcare financial woes are due to a variety of problems. I think a huge factor is we have more and more anxiety and more panic attacks. In the olden days, if you got a little anxious, you just drank or you chewed some tobacco. Well, now we don't do that. Okay? You know, now we kind of let things go and we try to fight it and we try to not go towards medicine or we try not to medicate ourselves. And somebody, you know, having chest pain and shortness of breath, we're going to the ER, assume it's a heart attack until proven otherwise. Once we don't think there's anything serious going on in terms of that, then we go, it's probably a panic attack, let's give you some Valium, see what we could do to relax you. You're relaxed, you feel good, you feel better, great. Go follow up with your doctor for some medication. And that's how it goes. So, you know, who gets panic disorder or panic attacks? All right. Even though family history is a huge one, there's also significant stress factors. I mean, you coming back from Iraq, you coming back from Afghanistan, having a death in the family, you know, coming back from the Boston Marathon, you're going to be more quick to jump. You're going to be jumpy. All right. Just like an animal or a cat or a dog who was traumatized, you were traumatized. So you are going to be quicker to act. And it's a defense mechanism. Your body has this sixth, seventh sense where you are going to be on standby, on guard. I also, though, see a huge amount of panic disorder in people who used to do drugs, do diet pills, heavy stimulant use, okay, in their past. That seems to make them be a little bit more quick to the draw, if you know what I mean. And so, you know, the other thing, too, is I don't think we've ever really learned in this generation how to relax, okay, how, you know, it's not that big a thing. Just kind of sitting on the porch and feed through it and think through it. A huge problem of the American psyche today is we don't sit and think anymore. Most kids nowadays would call that boredom. But what happened to sitting on the porch, listening to the crickets, and just thinking? And thinking and meditating. What happened to that? Now people are like, okay, no. You know what? Oh my gosh, that TV show is on. As soon as the TV show ends, I got to do something. I got to go to the computer. Oh, I got to Facebook. I got to tweet. You know, in the olden days, you know, kids used to actually go to bed with a book. Go to bed with a book, maybe with a flashlight. Mom would have to yell at them to go to bed, but they wanted to read their book. That's not what kids do now. Now kids are on YouTube or they're watching porn before they go to bed. No wonder everybody is just anxious and panicky. And, I mean, nobody's calming down. Nobody's rusing. Nobody's thinking. Nobody's creating. Now, what stinks about panic attacks is panic attacks can lead to other things. It could lead to ulcers. It could lead to depression. It could lead to obesity. I don't want to go out. I just want to stay home. Some of these phobias can be so, and we'll talk about phobias in the next segment. Some of these phobias can be so restrictive. You could lose relationships. You could lose going to work. So anybody with a panic disorder must get that looked at. Unfortunately, you have a lot of people that treat it themselves. They'll go to pot. They'll go to alcohol. Not the safest choice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about what helps panic disorder. What have you found that worked, or did you have to go to the medication? We're going to be talking about the medication in just a little bit. But if you do think you suffer from panic disorder, now you may not think it's panic disorder. You may think, oh, okay, I'm being taken over by some force, or I'm having palpitations, or it's my caffeine taking over. The best thing to do is to go and see your medical provider, okay? Not because we need to make money, but because I'm tired of people diagnosing themselves and not treating it appropriately, okay? They'll do an exam, they'll do some blood tests, they'll make sure it's not your thyroid. Sometimes a hyperthyroid could cause you to be anxious, sometimes lack of sleep. If you're not sleeping, like you're going to see an Iron Man, that could also put you at risk for panic disorder, anxiety. They'll check your EKG just to make sure your heart isn't abnormal. I mean, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Does the panic attack give you the palpitations of the heart and the racing heart? Or do you have an abnormal heart rhythm, and because your heart's acting funny, your body gets anxious? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, with that one. And then, of course, the doctor's going to figure out what is so anxiety-producing. If it's going to work, if it's the in-laws, if it's the wife, if it's the kids, you know, what is going on? Now, when it comes to, anxiety attacks, okay, you have the acute treatment, and then you have the chronic type of treatment, okay? Many people with an anxiety attack will pop their friend's Valium. Or somebody will have a panic attack and somebody always has some Valium or Xanax in their purse and then they give it to you and you're like, oh, that works. Then you come to me as a doctor and say, Dr. Dahlia, I need Xanax. It treats my panic attacks. No, Xanax does not treat panic attacks. All Xanax and Valium and Clonopin and these benzodiazepines do is it puts a bandage on a gaping wound. It sedates you. It sedates you during your attack. It does nothing to prevent. It does nothing to figure out why this is happening to you. So even though I know a lot of you are loaded up in your house with Xanax bottles and Valium bottles, so when you do get anxious, to me it's not the cure, all right? And it's a very, very small adjunct to therapy. So don't go away. I want to hear from you all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Roger over the break didn't want to come online, but he suggested Lavender Baz. Okay. Hey, come on, be nice. That's why he didn't want to come on air, because he thought you guys would make fun of him. I think Lavender Baz are nice. I've never taken a lavender bath, I guess with lavender oil, but to help fight panic attacks, I think that's a great idea. I really do. Thank you, Roger. You see, you know, if you guys are going to be this mean, no one's going to want to come on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Honestly, like I said, I've only had one panic attack, and it lasted for about 6 seconds. And the reason why I had this was We had a my kid, one of my kids was in daycare at the time. The other one was too young, was a little baby, and we had fallen in love with one of the principals of the daycare. And one of the principals, something wasn't right health wise, and you know, he had come to me thinking he had a spider bite, and I biopsied it, couldn't figure out what it was. Sent him to my dermatology buddy because the results of the biopsy came back inconclusive, and this was already his second biopsy because another doctor did it. Well, it turns out the dermatologist kept biopsying this one lesion, and after about four or five times, it came up Kaposi sarcoma. And Kaposi sarcoma is a cancer that we usually see in people with AIDS. Well, the teacher was, the principal, I love the guy. He was a real good guy, but unfortunately he got sick. And he got sick and he left the school. Now, ever since the principal with AIDS left the school started to go downhill, so we changed schools. And we went to a new school and, you know, new daycare and preschool, you know, for my son. And then about a few months later, maybe close to a year later, my husband calls me up and he says, good news, you're not going to, you know, guess who I saw there at the school. And I go, who? And he tells me, and it's the principal that has AIDS. He goes, but I didn't recognize him. And I go, why didn't you recognize him? He says, you know, well, he's lost, like, I mean, you know, he's kind of bony. And I immediately started to feel my heart race a little bit. I just did, you know, because I, you know, I kind of knows what that means. You know, I mean, we haven't seen this guy for a while. I you know, didn't hear much about him. But again, it wasn't like, you know, we had his personal phone number or anything like that. And then now I hear he's back, but he's extremely, extremely thin. So it turns out he left school about a day or two later, and then he ended up dying from what I understand about a week or two later. And I remember kind of feeling that heart rate. I kind of felt like I can't work. Something bad is going to happen to him. It was just one of these weird feelings. And so, but that was mild. I mean, like I said, lasted about 6 seconds. I can't imagine seeing that tenfold with some of you guys driving down the street. And I know when some of you guys are having panic attacks because I see you pull over on the side of the road. I'll just kind of roll down my window going, everything okay? You know, and you guys are sitting in your car going, I'm fine. Okay. All right. You know, hang in there. You know, it's all good. Okay, yeah, you know, listen to the Dr. Dolly show and I drive off. And good for you guys for pulling over the side of the road. You know, whenever you see somebody pull over on the side of the road, I don't think it's car trouble. I think it's a panic disorder, a thrombosed hemorrhoid, an inflamed uvula. I just think of those types of things. So what could you do if you are going through a panic attack that's natural before heading for the Valium and the Xanaxes, etc.? Again, the big thing is the breathing. I know many of you know you have to breathe, etc., but it really does work. When I get a Charlie horse and it hurts like the Dickens, I'll do that breathing. It's kind of like what you learn in Lamaze, even though I've never taken a Lamaze class, but I sure have watched a lot of comedy sitcoms. You got to take that slow, deep breath through your nose, although with allergies, kind of hard. My nose is all stuffed. So then take the breath through your mouth. I don't care. Just take a breath. Okay, but you got to count till five. Breathing really does work. I know some of you guys think you need a bag. The reason why the paper bag is useful is if you're hyperventilating, sometimes breathing in the carbon dioxide slows the ventilation down. So if you breathe into a bag, you're breathing in oxygen that already has a higher concentration of carbon dioxide. And that's, I guess, the theory behind that. But I would rather you feel like you're breathing what you need to breathe. I don't care if you have a bag or not. My worry is if you're that anxious that, you know, you pass out, I would just rather nothing be over your face as far as I'm concerned. You need to tell yourself to relax. Relax. Maybe have a song on your phone that's a very relaxing song. One of my friends really liked that song, Saline. I can't stand it. Saline, take me away from here, something like that. Oh, it's so boring. I hate that song. But that was a song that he liked, and, you know, I guess any time I got into the car, he decided to play it. Maybe I made him anxious. Close your eyes. Maybe focus on your toes, okay? Just looking at your toes, okay? You could even stretch your toes out and maybe put your toes back. Look at your toes, all right? And then, you know, sometimes what you could do is you could contract certain muscles of certain types of your body. and then let them relax. So if you concentrate on your fists, clench your fists, and then relax your fists, okay? Kegel. How many of you guys Kegel? Kegel is, guys could Kegel. Kegel is where you tighten up your pelvic muscles. Usually it helps women with too much vaginal relaxation and issues with urinary incontinence. All right, but guys could do it too. Kegel. Kegel helps a lot with anxiety, okay? Now, of course, exercise, yoga, stretching. I know some of you guys really don't like yoga. I did see the Duck Dynasty episode where Willie, you know, did yoga with his wife. And then, you know, the dad sees and everybody kind of, you know, is probably going to now make fun of him because he was doing yoga. But I got to tell you, stretching does that because you're working that muscle and then you're relaxing the muscle. Right? And then the other thing, too, is, you know, this is interesting because there's so many sites, Mayo Clinic, Psych Central. There's so many sites that give you guys tips on what you could do in terms of, you know, handling anxiety when it happens. But if you notice, most of them it mean a little bit of distraction, you know, some relaxation techniques. But sometimes you need to just confront your fear. You need to just confront, what is it that makes you anxious? Is it going to work? I'll do that. I mean, when you see me in my office, I do a lot of counseling. And, you know, I'll ask you, you know, what is it? When are you getting these anxiety attacks? Well, it's always when I'm coming home. It's always when, now, why is that? Why are you having that anxiety attack? Is it because you've been running around at work, you're repressing and repressing and suppressing it, and then all of a sudden you get into your car and everything you were stressed about comes out? Is that why? Or are you not looking forward to home? You had such a stressful day at work that now you got to come home and the wife's going to be telling you what all the kids did. The wife's going to be like, look, now I got to go to work. So here you go. There's food. This is what has to get done. Dishes have to be done. Sprinkler needs to be fixed. Roof is leaking. You know, it's funny when my husband comes home. Okay. Sometimes he beats me home or sometimes I beat him home. I don't beat him at home. But, you know, I don't say, oh, hi, baby. How was your day? Oh, why don't you relax in your chair? Let me get you a drink or something. I don't do that. When I see my husband for the first time in hours, even though he and I work at the same office, but I never see him. When I see my husband, I'm like, okay, we got to do this. 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 Well, that's not relaxing. All right. You know, that it's annoying. Okay, and you know, as couples, you need to know when to bring stuff up and when not to. You know, sometimes what we do in our family is we come up with like a little family meeting time where all the crap that has to be dealt with, we deal with it then in that 15 minutes. And then we don't talk about anything else. Everybody could go play, watch your favorite show, whatever. Okay, but we have a plan that stuff has to get done. That's what's so nice about company meetings. Okay, rather than all day long barking orders, have a meeting where everything gets dealt with. Now, of course, there are medications that we use. We do use therapists. I love psychotherapists in terms of medications. The serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors like Pepaxil, Prozac, Zoloft. Those are nice because if your serotonin is low, you may be more prone to having anxiety attacks. And then if that's the case, we definitely recommend preventing the anxiety attack with upping the serotonin. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about hypnotherapy and making your boobs grow, as well as more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that listen on XM Channel 166, we believe all the shows from Channel 166 are going to be moving over to Channel 244 over the next few days. So if you ever have a problem tuning in or listening in, we're going to have new XM channels. Make sure to check that out. All right. A woman was hypnotized, and she claims it helped grow her breasts 3 cup sizes. single mom of three, Ashley Weller, 26 years old, was unhappy with her breasts, so she underwent therapy to help think them bigger. This is being reported by Fox News. She says she went from a size 36C to a 36E. Hypnotherapist Felix Economakis said the mind can create blocks that stop women's breasts from growing. There are many reasons for these blocks. For instance, he says during puberty, women associate big breasts with unwanted male attention when they were not emotionally ready. The treatment is known as hypnogrowth, and it involved Ashley having three hypnotherapy sessions at Economakis' London clinic. Really? A 36C to a 36E. Now, can I just say, I think a lot of women wear the wrong size bra. I do. Okay, I was a, no, you're going to hear this. Just for a quick second, quick. No, this is serious stuff, because if you wear the wrong size bra, you'll just have back pain later, and then you'll need to have breast reduction surgery, and Obamacare won't pay for that, and then you're all financially screwed. So this is some serious stuff, all right? So there was supposed to be the training bras. I think I wore the training bras for maybe about 4 or 5 hours. I developed so quickly that I was already a B cup before I even knew it. Then I was a B cup for years, and then I think I just kind of stayed B cup throughout college. And I didn't know that falling out of the bra was not the way you're supposed to wear it, because whenever you see pictures of women in bras, unless they're in those 24-hour Playtex bras where the thing is bulletproof and it covers up the whole chest as well as part of your neck, you know, most of these bras, it looks like it just barely covers, I don't know, a third of it. All right. So then I realized, oh, a C bra is a little bit more comfortable. Then you have a couple kids and you're in the W's. Then you finish breastfeeding and maybe you fall back to the F's or the J's or the G's or something. But my guess is this woman might have maybe felt a little bit more aroused, okay? Because, you know, when women go through the whole sexual cycle, okay, you know, whether there's foreplay or not, breasts will enlarge a little bit. Now, mind you, I think hypnotherapy is phenomenal. I just really haven't seen hypnotherapy make anything grow yet. We got to be very careful because, you know, how many men would like to make their body parts grow, certain body parts? We got to be very careful, all right? So, I mean, if this really works, I'm still a little skeptical. So maybe there was a little bit of placebo to that. Okay, maybe she felt a little larger. She went, she decided to buy another bra, and wow, lo and behold, she actually could fit into an E. Right? I don't know. That's my guess. No, there's no pictures I could post for you. Sorry. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I could post this picture, but you're not going to want it. Apparently, if parents suck on their kid's pacifier and get it all lubed up with saliva, toddlers are going to be less... I'm going to throw up just talking about this. Toddlers are going to be less likely to have asthma and itchy rashes. I'm sorry, I'm nauseous just looking at this article. Lord have mercy. I take a drink here. All right. So, apparently, they think after you go through a vaginal birth, do I need to describe the birth again? I taught you all how to deliver a baby. It's on YouTube. If not, I'll teach you guys again how to deliver a baby. It's pretty easy stuff. All right. Anyway, okay, after the baby comes through the vaginal birth, usually they get exposed to bacteria there in the vagina. Okay? I know. Lord knows what my kids were exposed to. Anyway, and they say that this bacteria will actually prime the immune system and help the kids be stronger against allergies and, you know, and later in their childhood. So what they did is they looked at 184 infants. I can't go through this without vomiting. Anyway, all right, moms and dads sent them the pacifier. I can't go through it. Okay, anyway, it worked. Okay, this is what I think happens. Okay, moms already give babies enough germs. I don't think you need to suck on the pacifier. One of my friends, when her kids were young, she'd sit there and chew the food for her kids. I can't get through the story. she would then take the chewed food and then give it to her kid, right? Like a bird does, kind of, except with the regurgitation. Sorry, I'm getting sick. I can't talk about it. Yeah. Okay, can we move on? Yeah, so so some parents, they already work and pre-digest the food for their kids anyway. A lot of us as parents, we see our babies, they have their little pudgy cheeks, they have their cute little lips, and you give little kissy nose and little kissy cheek and little kissy mouth, and you just do little peck kisses all over the place. You're already giving germs to the kids when you do that. And then when you do farfies, you know, when you put your mouth on their stomach or their chest and you go, that kind of thing. Okay, well, spit sprays all over the place, right? I got to dry off the microphone now. So when that happens, you're already spreading a lot of your germs. Not to mention, the kids always want to eat what mama eats. So the kids grab what mama's eating, puts that in the mouth, and mama shares. There's something about mama and baby where, you know, swapping spit can happen. It just does. Which is why when kids start getting herpes in the mouth or cold sores, and moms are like, how did this happen? Well, it's because you gave them the type 1 herpes. Most kids are exposed to type 1 herpes day one because of mommies and their kisses. That just happens. So personally, I would leave the pacifiers alone. Now, some of you have asked, should we not have pacifiers at all because of the kids' teeth? I'm actually a big fan of pacifiers. I think pacifiers are fine. As far as I'm concerned, if it shuts the kid up and the kid is happy, you know, the dentists really don't have that much of a problem. When the teeth come in, the teeth come in. Now, thumb suckers, yes, the thumb suckers, that can actually put a lot more force. But these pacifiers, they don't put the same force as a thumb does. The thumb keeps pushing out, and then you could start getting that buck teeth. Got it? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No more news on where Tamarlin Tsarnaev is getting buried. He was the older suspect of the Boston Marathon bombings. No funeral home wants to take him. No funeral home wants to take him. He's at one particular, not crematory. He's at one particular mortuary, you know, being prepared for burial. Wife doesn't want him. The other funeral homes don't want him because they think that it's going to be, they think they're... funeral homes are going to probably be, you know, attacked or criticized, or they're going to lose money because, you know, other people won't want to be buried there. So I guess they're looking. So if anybody has a funeral home that wants to take them. Lee Harvey Oswald is buried in the Dallas area, but I don't think we know which cemetery that is. I haven't really looked it up. You know, but he shot JFK. You wonder, where do these people go? They probably need a cemetery for all the bad guys. Right now, more news in the Boston bombing case. One of the teenagers accused of lying in the Boston bombing case has been released. From what we understand, Robo Filippos, okay, apparently does get to be released under strict conditions. We got a lot more news coming up. I also want to talk about that limo with the fire. We got to talk about phobias, what people are afraid of. So don't go away. We got two more hours coming up. Listen on your iPhone app or your Android app or online at drdahlia.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.